The Gem City Sports Network presents Amateur Baseball. Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products. By Don Brown Sports Apparel, a big league look for a minor league price. By McAfee Heating and Air, any season, anytime, McAfee. By Profiler Inc. By the USO. By a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton in Southwest Ohio. By Darren Dowler Music. And by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Let's head out to the field for all the play-by-play action of amateur baseball. Here's Doug Brown. And good afternoon, and welcome to game number two of our doubleheader. It's the Angels and the Wolves. The Angels are the home team here in game number two. The Wolves visitors, and here's their lineup. Leading it off, playing center field, be Daniel Barhorst. Batting second, at third base, Todd Barhorst. Batting third, behind the plate, Garrett Wissman. Batting fourth, the right fielder, and Kyle Markle. Batting fifth, the short first baseman, Sean Phillips. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Dylan Snyder. Batting seventh, the DH, Mike Barhorst. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Mark Barhorst. And batting ninth, Aiden Kelly, the second baseman. On the mound for the Wolves will be Jeff Schneider. He is their ace. He will also be in the All-Star game. Jeff is making his sixth appearance. He's 5-0 on the year. He's got three shutouts. He's pitched 33 innings, given up 25 hits, 7 runs. One of them earned, has a 0.27 ERA. He's walked 7 and struck out 44. He's got 4 complete games. On the mound for the Angels will be Chris Haycox, making his fourth appearance. He is 2-0 on the year. He's pitched 14 innings, given up 21 hits, 12 runs, 9 earned, has a 5.97 ERA, has 8 walks, 15 strikeouts, and 1 complete game. So the managers are going over the ground rules once again. And so the Angels will be taking the field, and here's their lineup. Joey Cherry will lead off and play second base. Justin Brown will be at shortstop, bat second. Chris Haycox on the mound, he'll bat third. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Derek Smith. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Dan Miller. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Stephen Bly. Batting seventh, the extra hitter, Travis Tuttle. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Nick Flaker. Batting ninth, another extra hitter, and Mike Curzan. Batting tenth is Matt Beinack in center field. So the if I get these right, let's see. He said Ertz behind the plate once again. So, basically, the same lineup as before for the Wolves, and they will be batting first. So, let me get this set up. Cherry Brown, Haycox on the mound. We're going to take a break. Be back with more after this.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price. Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, Little League organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
Yeah, I'm back here at Gastineau Field, game two of our doubleheaders. The Angels, they take the field, and here defensively are how they line up. Smith will be at first, Cherry at second, Brown at short, Bly at third. Flaker, Bynack, and Miller, the outfield from left to right. Ernst behind the plate, and Chris Haycox on the mound for the Angels. The Wolves winning for the 12th time in a row, 8-4 over the Angels in game number one. Now, I don't know what's happened to the other games. Like that at Kettering Field, they got four games down there, whether they're playing or not, I don't know. So, yeah, maybe we'll get home in time and watch the Major League Draft today. That's okay. So, Haycox on the mound as he finishes up his warm-ups, and going to the plate will be Dan Marhorst. Marhorst in that first game was 0-for-3. Grounded out, reached on an error in the second inning, and then struck out twice after that. So sit back and enjoy game number two of our doubleheader between the Angels and the Wolves from Gastineau Field in New Carlisle, Ohio. Here's the first pitch by Haycox. It's in there for called strike one, and we are underway. Haycox winds and delivers. The fly ball well hit out there. Going back, and it is out of here. Home run. So Dan Marhorst knocks it out of the park. And it's now 1-0. Just like that. That'll bring up Todd Marhorst. He cracked a home run in the first game also. Great base hit out towards center field, or right field for Todd. That'll bring up Garrett Wisman. So quickly, the Angels have the first two on. That'll bring up Garrett Wisman. Wisman in the first game was 2-for-2. Two singles, and he was hit by pitch and walked. There's a pitch. Runner goes. Pitch is outside, and runner safely down at second base. And Todd Marhorst has stolen base. So one ball, no strikes, a count to Wisman. Pop up, back out of play, 0-2, or 1-1. One ball, one strike. Todd Marhorst standing at second base. Which is a ball. Two balls and one strike to count. Haycox staring in at his catcher. Ernst, now he sets, looks back at second base and fires. and therefore called strike two. Two balls and two strikes a count. That is not Miller out in the outfield, in right field. That is Tuttle. Here's a pitch. Pop up right side, coming over to Smith, but it's going to go out of play. Goes into the netting. Count stays two balls, two strikes. They were kind of scrambling here to the near side, or to the right side of us. Two balls and two strikes, a count. Haycock's getting the sign from Ernst. Now he sits and looks back at second base. Barhorse getting a short lead. Here's the pitch. Ground ball into right, into left field for a base hit. So Barhorse is going to hold a third. So that'll bring up Kyle Markle. Markle in the first game, he was 0 for 3 with a walk. Still nobody out here in the top half of inning number one in game number two of our doubleheader. Haycox delivers outside for a ball, and going to second base is Wissman without a steal or without a throw. One and oh the count. 1-0 is our score already. Here's the pitch. This is low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. This is a solo home run by Daniel Barhorst leading off the game. One pitch. Send it out of here. There's a stretch by Haycox, and he fires. Swing and a miss, strike one. One ball or two balls and a strike. Haycox did not play in the first game. Ground ball foul down to third base side. 2-2 the count. Angels now 6-6 after that first game loss. The Wolves 12-0. Kyle Markle standing back in as Haycox gets the sign from Ernst. Wissman getting a good lead. Here's a pitch. Never called strike three. And that's going to do it for Markle. And that'll bring up Sean Phillips, the first baseman. Phillips in the first game was 0 for 4. Haycox delivers and a pop-up right side out of play. Like I said in game one, these two teams are very familiar because they played in the DABL together. Here's the pitch. And ground ball right back to Haycox. They got him over third. They got it. They got Barhorse out. He goes 1-5 on the put out. Phillips is on with a fielder's choice. So two down. Nice job by Haycox. So two down, and that'll bring up Dylan Snyder. Snyder in the first game went 2-for-2. He had a triple and a home run, and he also walked. He scored three times. There's a pitch high and inside for ball. One ball, no strikes. Now Todd Barhorse is going to go out there and run for Garrett Wissman. It's just a way of getting them... Since he's doing the catching, he's just going to be able to put his gear on a little bit quicker. One ball, no strikes to count to Dylan Snyder. Here's the pitch. Break the pitch and a fly ball heading out towards Flaker in left. Nice catch by Flaker. And that's going to do it for the Wolves here in inning number one. They do get a run, though, on one, two, three hits. No errors and two runners left on. At the end of a half inning, it's the Wolves 1, Angels coming up. You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network's coverage of amateur baseball.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
We know that...
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Back here at Gasanofu, we move to the bottom half of the first inning. 1-0 is our score. Angels will send up Joey Cherry, Justin Brown, and Chris Haycox here in inning number one. Jeff Sanders on the mound for the Wolves. He also pitched in the All-Star game. Once again, Sanders making his sixth appearance. He's 5-0. Three shutouts. He's pitched 33 innings, given up 25 hits, 7 runs, 1 earned, 0.27 ERA. He's walked 7 and struck out 44. He's had 4 complete games. Defensively for the Wolves, it'll be Phillips at first, Kelly at second, Mark Barhorst at short, Todd at third, Snyder, Daniel Barhorst, Kyle Merkel. First pitch is in there for a called strike one. It'd be Snyder, Daniel Barhorst, and Kyle Markle. The outfield from left to right, Garrett Wissman behind the plate. Pitch down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. And on the mound will be Jeff Snyder. Which is a ball. Two balls and a strike to the leadoff hitter here, Joey Cherry. Pitch is in there for the next pitch for called strike two. Cherry in the first game was 1-for-3 with a single in the first inning. He scored the run. And scored a run in the first. Ground ball to the second baseman. Eating it up is Kelly, and there's one down. So one up, one down for the Angels. Now to bring up Justin Brown. Brown in game number one was 1-for-3, doubled in the first inning. So one out here in the first. Here's a pitch and a pop up right or left side. That's going to go out of play. It almost got my car. It may have. Hope it didn't bust a windshield. Here's a pitch. Pitch is high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Here's a pitch by Sanders. A swing and a miss, strike two. Must have not gone through the windshield because the guy's got the ball. There's a 1-2 pitch and a fly ball well hit out towards right to the right fielder, and there's two down. Hit out to Markle. two down, and that'll bring up Chris Haycox, who is batting for the first time. There's a pitch, which is in there for called strike one. Haycox standing in, batting 217 with no home runs and four runs batted in. Takes the next pitch for a ball, one ball and one strike. Two down here in the first. There's a fly ball right side out of play. Count goes to one ball, two strikes. Somebody got a long walk on that one. That went way over there to Jenkins Automotive, I think. There's a windup and the 1-2 pitch. Fly ball will hit out towards the left. Going back, and that is out of here, a home run. Chris Haycox belts his first home run and his fifth RBI. We're tied at one apiece. So Haycox helps his own cause by drilling one over the left field wall. So 1-1 is our score. Coming to the plate now is Derek Smith. Takes first pitch high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Smith in the first game was 0-2 with a sack fly. It scored a run. Swing and a miss. Strike one. One ball, one strike. Daniel Miller on deck. There's a windup in the pitch. And a ground ball into left field for a base hit. Smith is on with a base hit. Hit number two for the Angels. And that will bring up Dan Miller. Miller on in the first game was 3-for-3. There's some girl walking her dog over there just on the other side of the outfield. Outfield fence. Surprised she didn't get hit by the ball. So Miller will stand in with the runner at first base and Derek Smith. Here's the pitch by Sanders. Foul back, 0-1. Stephen Bly on deck. No balls, no strike to Miller. Here's the pitch by Sanders. Line drive or ground ball right to the second baseman. Kelly will flip it over to first, and that's going to do it for the Angels here in inning number one. They do get a run on two hits. There were no errors and a runner left on at the end of an inning of play here at Gastineau Field in game number two. It's the Angels 1 and the Wolves 1, and we shall return after this brief but important timeout.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
We move to inning number two. It'll be Mike Barhorst, Mark Barhorst, and Aiden Kelly. Here in the bottom of the, or top of the second inning, I'll tell you about a little bit about a good friend of mine, Darren Dowler, who wrote a couple of things for us, and really appreciate it. That was called Fearless, and you'll hear it at the end of this game. He's a singer, songwriter, movie star, screen. He's a jack. Let's put it this way: he's a jack of all trades. And to hear what he's done in the past, you can listen to it at DarrenDowler.com. And he's written some good songs. Good Night America and Going to the Roadhouse and on the wrong side, woke up on the wrong side of the tracks and all wrong side of the tracks, I should say. So check it out, DarrenDowler.com. Here comes Mike Barhorst. Barhorst in the first game was 0 for 2 with a sack fly. Here's a windup and a pitch by Haycox. Pitch is in there for a called strike one. No balls and a strike. Haycox going from the windup. Here's the pitch. This is low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Haycox delivers. High and outside for a ball. 2-1. I'd like to remind everybody that coming up on Wednesday, it's the Miami Valley. There's a foul back out of play. Count goes to 2-2. Be Miami Valley Amateur Baseball League All-Star Game down at Day Air Ballpark. Admission is free. The Home Run Derby starts at 4. And the game itself starts at 7. There's a ground ball just foul down the right first base side. The game starts at 7. We'll be on air about quarter till 7, depending on the Home Run Derby. Todd Barhorst, I believe, is in it. He's won it every time they've been down there at Day Air Ballpark. He likes it down there. Breaking pitches outside for ball 3. 3-2, the count to Mike Barhorst, who will be the manager of one of the teams in the game. Here's a windup and a pitch. Outside ball 4. So Barhorst is on with a walk. And that'll bring up Mark Barhorst, who reached on an error, struck out, and singled in the first game. Aiden Kelly on deck. Haycox will go from the stretch. Here's the pitch, and the bunt down the third base line, fouled. No balls and a strike. Wind's starting to pick up a little bit. Partly cloudy skies, game time temperature brought to you by Don Brown Sports Apparel, a big league look for a minor league price. 73 degrees with the humidity at 83%, but it's nice. It's not hot. Here's the pitch. Foul back out of play, 0-2. The ball's 2 strikes to count to Mark Barhorst with Aiden Kelly on deck. There's a stretch and a pitch. Ground ball to the right side. Picking it up. Through the right. First baseman, did they get him? They got him. Nice job by Joey Cherry. So one down. Runner goes to second base, and Mike Barhorst and Aiden Kelly will come to the plate. Kelly in that first game was 0-4-1. He walked, was hit by a pitch, reached on an error, and scored a run. So one down here in the second inning. Here's a stretch and a pitch by Haycox. Kelly takes a strike, 0-1. Top of the order next, then Daniel Barhorst. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Ground ball, this time to the shortstop. And a fire over to first, got him. They go 6-3 on the putout. That'll bring up Dan Barhorst. That was Justin Brown at short. That'll bring up Daniel Barhorst, who had one pitch and hit it out of the ballpark out to right field. So two down. Pitches outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Daniel Barhorst. First home run of the year. There's a windup in the pitch. Misses low and inside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Haycox getting the sign from Ernst. Here's the windup in the 2-0 pitch. Fly ball back out of play. Well out of my... Nowhere close to my car. Kind of wondered if the one foul ball got my car. Haycox 2-1 now. The count to Daniel Barhorst. Two out here in the second. Here's a ground ball past the diving first baseman. Mike Barhorst will score. So Daniel Barhorst has a base hit to right and another RBI. And it's now 2-0. Or 2-1. And that'll bring up Todd Barhorst, who singled and stole second and was thrown out 1-5 on a nice play. He was standing over at third, and Sean Phillips grounded right back to the pitcher. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. Throw down to second. They did not get him. So Dan Barhorst gets a stolen base. Pitch was high for a ball. One ball and no strikes anyway. One and oh the count to Todd Barhorst. He jacked a home run over the right center field wall in the first game. Pitch is in there for called strike one. One ball, one strike. Here's a stretch by Haycox. He looks back at second. Now he fires. Fly ball hit out towards Flaker and left. And he snags it. And that's going to do it for the Wolves here in the second inning. Do get a run on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on at the end of inning and a half. It's the Wolves 2 and Angels 1 back after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Stephen Bly will lead it off for the Angels here in the bottom of the second inning. 2-1. Wolves lead it. Bly in the first game was 1-for-3. Here's a fly ball out towards second base. Kelly has it. There's one down. They ring up Travis Tuttle. Tuttle in the first game was 2-for-3. He reached on a fielder's choice, doubled and scored in the fifth, and singled his last time up. So he reached all three times. Here's the windup in the pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Sanders, a quick worker. Here's the pitch. This is high for a ball, 2-0. Looks like we got some clearing skies coming over to, from the west. It should be here shortly. It's, pitch is high and outside for ball three. 3-0 the count. Nick Flaker on deck. There's a pitch in there for called strike one. Swing and a miss, strike two. 3 balls, 2 strikes, one down here in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the pitch. Foul ball out of play. Count stays 3-2. That almost went into a puddle of water. 3 balls, 2 strikes, one down here in the second inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. Foul back out of play. Count stays 3-2. Three balls, two strikes to Travis Tuttle. Here's the pitch. Fly ball hit out towards center field, going over his bar horse to his right. And he's got it, and there's two down. So two down, and that will bring up Nick Flaker. Nick in that first game was 1-for-3. There's a foul ball down the right side and out of play. 0-1 to count. Mike Rizan on deck. Mike did not play in the first game. No balls and two strikes. There's a windup in the pitch by Sanders, and another foul ball down the right field side, and on to 571. Heading over towards Profiler Performance Products. Almost got hit by a car. Sanders winds and delivers the 0-2. Breaking pitch misses outside for a ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes to count. Here's the windup and the pitch to Flaker. High and outside for ball two. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. 2-1 is our score here in the second. Here's the windup and the pitch. Up high for ball three. 3-2 the count. Three, two pitch. Ball four. So Flaker was patient enough. He goes down 0-2 and ended up walking. First walk issued by Sanders, and that'll bring up Mike Curzan. Mike did not play in inning number one, or in game number one. Mike is batting 333. He's 1-for-3 on the year. So Curzan standing in, batting right-handed for the first time today. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. One one to Curzan as he steps back in. There's a stretch by Sanders and he fires. Breaking pitch over for a called strike two. There's no pitch clock here and it's old style baseball, but Sanders, he don't need that pitch clock. He gets the ball and he has it ready to go. Here's the pitch. Up high for a ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes to count here in the bottom of the second inning. 2-1 is our score. Two down here in the second. Here's a stretch by Sanders. He's breaking pitch over for called strike three. And that's going to do it for the Angels here in inning number three. No runs on no hits. There were no errors and runner left at the end of two complete. It's the It's the Angel or the Wolves 2 and the Angels 1 back after this.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. And we are gearing up for the high school and college football season. Week one will be August the 19th. And not far away, folks. Not far away at all. If you'd like to advertise on our station, just give me a call at 937-397-0204. We'll get you on, get you a good deal. First game will be the Greenview Rams taking on the Northridge Polar Bears, in their first college game will be a good one. The Central State Marauders taking on the Dayton Flyers down at Welcome Stadium. I'm looking forward to that one. Here we go. Here's the first pitch. It's high for a ball, one ball, and no strikes to count. To Garrett Westman, he had a base hit out towards left field his first time up. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. One ball, one strike, the count. Haycock shaking off Ernst a couple of times. Here's the windup and the pitch now. This is low for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Haycock delivers. Foul back into the screen. Two balls, two strikes. Ernst has to fix his gear a little bit. Shin pads. Hey, he's set and ready to go. Haycock gets a sign from Ernst as Wisman steps back in. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch stays outside for ball three, 3-2. Now coming up on Tuesday, if you're interested, they've got a 7-on-7 camp at three different places. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. So Wisman is down on strikes. What's going on here? And that will bring up Kyle Markle, who struck out his first time up. The first pitch is in there for called strike one. That was strikeout number two for Haycox. There's a windup and a pitch and a fly ball heading out towards right field. That's going to get down for a base hit as going to second base will be Markle with a double. So Markle gets a base as it gets a two base hit. And that'll bring up Sean Phillips, who reached on a fielder's choice. He grounded to the pitcher, and the pitcher threw Barhorst out at first, or third, as Todd got a little too far down the line. That'll bring up Sean Phillips. Here's the pitch. Line drive out towards right. That's going to get down. That's going to get Markle around third. He's going to come in to score, and it's now 3-1. So Phillips gets an RBI single. Makes it now 3-1. That'll bring up Dylan Snyder, who flied out to Flaker out and left his first time up. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike one. Got the outside portion of the plate. There's a stretch by Haycox, and it delivers inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. 3-1 is our score. Wolves have scored in every inning. They've scored one run in every inning so far. They won the first game 8-4. There's pop up back out of play, 0-2 or 1-2. Ball and two strikes, one down here in the top of the third inning. Haycox delivers, runner goes. And throw down is not in time. So Phillips gets a stolen base. Two balls and two strikes to count to Dylan Snyder. Here's a pitch. Breaking pitch stays high. Ball three, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one down. Here's a stretch. Haycox delivers. Called strike three. And going down on strikes is Dylan Snyder. Strikeout number three for Haycox, and that'll bring up Mike Barhorst, who walked and scored in the second. Here's a stretch by Haycox. He delivers. Fly ball, well hit out towards left. Is that staying fair? No. Well fouled into the weeds out in left field, or out in right field. If he would have kept it straight, that would have been a home run. Oh, and one to count to Mike Barhorst here in the third inning. Two down, a run in. Merkel doubled, and Sean Phillips knocked him in. Phillips is now standing out at second base as Haycox delivers. Ground ball over the head of Haycox into center field. Here comes Phillips. He's going to round third. He's going to come in to score. That's now 4-1. Mike Barhorst gets an RBI single. So still two down, and that'll bring up Mark Barhorst, who grounded out to second base and Joey Cherry. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. 0-1 to count. Two down here in the third inning. There's a fly ball hit out towards center field, going over to the right center fielder. He's got it, and that's going to do it for the Wolves here in inning number three. They get two runs, though, on one, two, three hits. No errors, and a runner left on. And at the end of two and a half, it's the Wolves 4, Angels 1. Back after this.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just going to keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion? After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council. We'll be right back.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
Matt Beinack will lead it off here in the third inning. Angels find themselves down by 3-4-1. There's a pitch by Sanders and a ground ball right to the shortstop. Barhorse fires over to first.
Got him.
That is Mark Barhorse. So one down. It'll bring up the top of the order. Joey Cherry, who grounded out to second his first time up. Didn't even get a chance to tell you that Beinack was 1-for-3 in that first game. So one down here in the third. There's the pitch. Pitch is down low and outside for ball. One ball and no strikes. Ground ball to the bar horse. Short. Fires over and almost pulling the first baseman off, but got it. Phillips. So two up, two down. They bring up Justin Brown, who flied out to right his first time up. Two down here in the third. Sanders fires in there for a called strike one. Here's the pitch. Fly ball out towards the left. That's going to get down for a base hit. Falls in front of the left fielder. And Dylan Snyder. So Brown is on with the base hit. And that'll bring up Chris Haycox, who drilled a homer over the left center field wall. Or left wall. Or left field wall. Let me get it out. So he's 1-for-1. Two down here in the third. He can help us cause with a home run here. Here's the pitch. And there for called strike one. This first homer of the year. Pitch is high and outside for ball two. Or ball one. One ball, one strike. Doubleheader action again next week for both these teams. They will both be playing down at Howell Field, too. It's ground ball to the second baseman. And a bad hop over the shortstop or the second baseman's head. Going to second base or going to third base will be Justin Brown. Haycox is on with a base hit. As that took a wicked hop over the second baseman. Over Aiden Kelly's head. Kelly did a hell of a job trying to get it, but he just hopped over his head, over his glove. There's a swing and a miss by Smith. No balls and a strike to him. Daniel Miller on deck. Tying run at the plate. Smith, he can crack one out too. He's done it before. Here's a pitch. Slow roller to first base, but foul. No balls and two strikes with two down here in the third. No balls, two strikes to count to Derek Smith. They'll be playing in the All-Star game on Wednesday night, free of charge if you want to come down. Here's a stretch and a pitch. High and way outside. Or as Bobby Uecker would say, just a little bit outside. Sanders sets, delivers, and a foul back. Count stays 1-2. Smith stays alive. One ball, two strikes, two out. To Derek Smith, as Sanders sets, fires, swing and a miss, strike three. And that's going to do it for the Angels here in the third. They get no runs on two hits. There were no errors, two runners left, and at the end of three complete here at Gastineau Field. It's the Wolves 4 and the Angels 1. Back after this.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children. Aiden Kelly will stand in to lead off the fourth inning for the Wolves. They lead at 4-1. Four runs, seven hits, no errors for the Wolves. They stranded four. The Angels will run four hits, no errors. They stranded three. It'll be Kelly, Daniel Barhorst, and Todd Barhorst to do up here in the fourth inning. Kelly grounded out to Justin Brown his first time up. So Kelly will stand in, batting left-handed. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's in there for called strike one. The ball's in the strike. There's a windup on the pitch by Haycox and a ground ball, this time foul down the first base side. No balls and two strikes. As we play here in the fourth inning, 4-1 is our score. Here's the windup by Haycox and the 0-2 pitch. This is outside for a ball. Ball and two strikes. Fly ball out towards left. And nice grab by the left fielder. I don't know who that was. That was Fry. Gibson Fry out in left field. A nice play by Gibson Fry out in left field. That'll bring up Daniel Barhorst. Barhorst is 2-for-2. He's homered and singled. Here's a pitch. Line drive and into right center field for a base hit. They're going to hold Barhorst to a single. His third hit of the game. That'll bring up Todd Barhorst, who singled and fly to left. So one down here in the fourth inning. Hit number 8 for the Wolves. Pitches outside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. One down here in the fourth. Haycock stares in. Now he'll take his peek over at first. Pitches outside low for ball 2. 2 balls and no strikes. It's major league scores after this one. As the pitch runner goes, throw down to second, and they did not get him. So another stolen base by Daniel Barhorst. And it's 3-0. Three balls and no strikes, one down, and standing at second base is Daniel Barhorst as Todd stands in. Haycock staring in, a long look at Ernst. Here's the pitch. Ball 4. So he loses him, and that'll put runners at first and second with one down. That is walk number 2, I believe. Yep, walk number 2 for Haycox, and that'll bring up Garrett Wissman, who is 1-for-2. Single to left and struck out. Pitches in there for a called strike on a breaking pitch. Haycox, quick worker, just as Sanders is. He gets the ball back, he's on the mound, and he's staring in. May take him a while to get to Stein, but here's a foul back. Oh, 2 the count. So, 1 down, 0-2 the count to Wissman. Runners at first and second. Angels looking for a double play. Here's runners go. Fly ball hit out towards center field. Going back as a center fielder. And he got it. Nice job by the center fielder. I think that's Tuttle out in center field. He had a hell of a play. So 2 down. That'll bring up Kyle Markle, who is 1-for-2. He doubled and scored his last time up. So there's a couple of nice plays by the two outfielders out there in left and right. Here's fly ball out towards right. That is going to go just foul down the right field side. 0-1. No balls and a strike. The count to Kyle Markle. Sean Phillips on deck. Todd Barhorst was all the way around to third base. Time called. Haycock staring in. No balls, 1 strike count to Kyle Markle. Here's the pitch. Ground ball into left field for a base hit. Barhorst is going to round third. He's going to come in to score. And it's now 5-1. And that'll bring up Sean Phillips. So 5-1 is our score. There's a ground ball right to the shortstop. Up to fire over to first, and they got him. And that's going to do it. Brown tried to, he was waiting on the second baseman to get there, but he never got there, so he ended up throwing to first anyway. And that's going to do it for the Wolves here in the fourth inning. They do get a run, though, on 1-2 hits. No errors and two runners left on it at the end of 3.5. It's the Wolves 5, Angels 1.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org. No matter the threat or where.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
It'll be Daniel Miller, Stephen Bly, and Travis Tuttle due up here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 5-1, Wolves lead it. Miller grounded out to second his first time up. Glad you can join us on this Sunday afternoon from Gastineau Field. Next week, we hope to be at Carroll High School for the Machine and the Dodgers. Swing and a miss, strike one to Daniel Miller. Here's the pitch. A little loop route towards left, towards right. That is going to get down for a base hit. So Miller's on with a base hit. They bring up Stephen Bly, who's 0-1. Flight out to second base. And they're racing at 571 Speedway. They just fly up and down the street. There's Sanders. Looks over at first. Miller not a threat to go anywhere. Pitches in there for called strike one. Stephen Bly standing in. 0-1. Fly to second base. Here's a pitch. Foul back out of play. 0-2. Ball just missing the puddle over there at Jenkins. No balls, two strikes. The count to Stephen Bly with the runner at first. Ground ball right up the middle. Going over. Nice job by Kelly. Can't get it over to Barhorst in time. That's going to be an infield base hit for Stephen Bly. That was a nice job. It went off the glove of Sanders. Went out to Kelly. Kelly dove for it. Tried to get it to Barhorst, but it wasn't in time. Miller got there to second base. Now the two coaches are talking about something. Maybe Sanders got hurt a little bit. So here we go, and standing in is Travis Tuttle, who flied to center his first time up. He kind of wondering about my car. Had a bunch of bumps on it when I got it. I hope it didn't bust a windshield. So here's Tuttle standing in with runners in first and second with nobody out. Both of them got on by singles. Break the pitch is over for a called strike one. The ball's in a strike. The count to Tuttle. Nick Flaker on deck. Here's a stretch by Sanders. He delivers. This is outside. Just a little bit outside. Ball one. He was wanting that one. He did question the umpire. One ball and one strike the count to Travis Tuttle. He made a hell of a catch out in center field. Here's a pitch. Breaking pitch stays outside. 2-1 the count. There's a stretch. You look back at second, and he delivers, and a fly ball right side, going over to the right fielder, and he has it. One down. That was Kyle Markle out there in right. So one down, and that will bring up Nick Flaker, who walked and was stranded at first in the second inning. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Sanders looks back at second. Now he fires. Pop up right side, but out of play. One ball, one strike. Just fair warning, if you come down 571, you could get a baseball in the windshield. One ball, one strike, one down. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch stays high for a ball. 2-1. Sanders looks back in second. Now fires in. That hit the facade. Right above somewhere some of the players, some of the fans are sitting. There is a gaping hole right there, too. I believe they need new netting here. Here's a pitch and a ground ball right back to Sanders. Bobbles it. Now he has one play, and that's over to first base. And he got the runner. He got Flaker. So it's two down. Runners move up to second and third. And that'll bring up Mike Curzan. Curzan struck out his first time up. Sanders staring in. Here's the pitch. Fly ball out towards left. That's going to get down. That's a base hit. Here comes Miller in to score. Here comes Bly. He's going to stop at third. And that's 4-2. Curzan gets an RBI base hit. That's now 5-2. They'll bring up Matt Beinack. Beinack grounded out to short his first time up. Flaker's going to run for Curzan. The last one to make an out can run. Can pitch run. So Bly at third. Pitches in there for a called strike one. Bly at third, Flaker at first. One run in, two down. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike two. Going to the count. Sanders looks over at first. Here's the pitch. Pop up, back out of play. Count stays 0-2. The ball's two strikes, a count. There's the pitch. Foul, another foul back out of play. Look out, Carr. Can't say he's 0-2 as Beinek hanging in there. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch by Sanders. Little looper out towards second base or shortstop. And they cannot get it. And another run comes in as Bly comes in to score. And Beinek is on with an infield base hit and RBI to go along with it. That makes it now 5-3. So, Flaker goes to second. Beinek at first. Another run comes in. 5-3 is our score. Pitches high to Joey Cherry. He is 0-2 on the day. He's grounded out to second, grounded out to third, or grounded out to second, grounded out to short. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Sanders sets, looks back at second, and fires. Foul back. 0-2. There's a stretch by Sanders. Time called. Sanders stares back at second base. Delivers the 0-2 pitch and little looper out towards short. Nice catch by Mark Barhorst. And that's going to do it for the Angels here in the fourth inning. They do get two runs though on 1, 2, 3, 4 hits, no errors, and two runners left at the end of four complete. It's the Wolves 5 and the Angels 3. We shall return after this timeout. You're listening to Amateur Baseball here on the Gem City Sports Network. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. We move to the top half of the fifth inning. Wolves lead at 5-3. Five runs, nine hits, no errors. Six stranded for the Wolves. Three runs, eight hits, no errors. Five stranded for the Angels. And we move to the fifth. Top of the fifth, it'll be Snyder, Mike Barhorst, and Mark Barhorst. And Here in the fifth. Wolves won the first game 8-4. Here's the pitch by Bly. Bly in for the... And he is making his sixth appearance. He's 2-1 on the year with one save. 23 and two-thirds innings, giving up 27 hits, 14 runs, 9 earned. He's got a 3.42 ERA. Pitches a ball. And he has got one complete game. He struck out 24. Here's a windup in the pitch by Bly. Pitches high again for ball two. A ball and two, or a ball and a strike. Make it to him. Two balls and a strike. I was wrong on the scoreboards. Scoreboard operator's really bad. Two balls and a strike. Here's the windup and the pitch. Pop up right side. Going over is Smith. Smith has it. There's one down. So Snyder out. They bring up Mike Barhorst, who is 1-for-1. He's walked and singled out to left center field his last time up. Here's a pitch. Fly ball heading out towards center field. Coming backing out. There's a shortstop, and he drops it. Shortstop dropped it. So that's going to be an error on the shortstop. First error of the game. That'll bring up Mark Barhorst, who is 0-for-2. Here's a pitch by Bly, breaking pitch over for a called ball. One ball, no strikes, a count. There's a stretch to look back at second base. And he fires. And they're called strike one. One ball, one strike. Hopefully we'll have doubleheader action next week between the Dodgers and the Machine from Carroll High School. Breaking pitch stays outside for a ball, two balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike is Stephen Bly staring in as Dan Miller goes over to third now. There's a stretch by Bly, and he fires. Ground ball to the shortstop. Picks up, fires over second for one, over to first, not in time. So 6-4 on this one. And a fielder's choice for Mark Barhorst. That'll bring up Aiden Kelly, who's 0-for-2. He's grounded out to short, fly to left. So two down here in the fifth inning. 5-3 is our score. There's a stretch by Bly, and he delivers. Runner goes. Throw down to second, and not in time. Stolen base for Mark Barhorst. So Bly trying to get out of this inning unscathed. Runner at second base, and Mark Barhorst. Kelly standing in, batting left-handed. Bly gets a sign from his catcher. Now he sets and looks up back at second. 1-0 pitch, in there for called strike one. One ball, one strike, with two down here in the fifth. Bly staring in, a long look at his catcher. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Fly ball hit out towards center field. And center field has it. And that's going to do it for the Wolves here in the fifth. They get no runs. No hits. There was an error. And a runner left on at the end of four and a half. It's the Angels trailing 5-3. Back after this timeout. This is the Gem City Sports Network. Yep.
Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But it can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments. It doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And back here at Gastineau Field. 5-3 is our score. As we move to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Give you some major league scores as we move along. Cubs lead the Yankees in the ninth inning, 7-4. They go to the bottom of the ninth. Orioles all over Minnesota, 15-2. Giants over the Rockies, 1-0 in the top of the fifth, end of the three. The Pirates and D-backs at the Ballet score, 2-2. Here we go. Swing and a miss. Strike one to Justin Brown. Brown on today is 1-for-2. Next pitch is high for a ball. 1-1. Padres lead the Mets. 3-0 in the top of the fourth. Here's a line drive base hit out towards left field, or towards right field. So Brown has his second hit of the game. And so a runner on at first. That'll bring up Chris Haycox, who is 2-for-2. He's homered and singled. Final scores, Rangers over, or Nationals beat the Rangers 7-2. Red Sox over the A's 4-3. Kansas City defeats Cleveland 4-1. Foul back. 0-1 to count. Kansas City over Cleveland 4-1. In 10 innings, the Blue Jays beat Detroit 4-3. Tampa Bay over Atlanta 10-4. Miami over Philadelphia 7-3. There's a pitch high and outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Seattle beats Houston 3-1. Cardinals beat the White Sox in 10. 4-3. Reds get shut out by the Brewers 1-0. And that's your scoreboard for the national or for the major leagues. Foul back out of play. Count goes to one ball, two strikes. One ball, two strikes, a count to Chris Haycox. Ball low. 2-2 to count. Brown at first, did not go. His ball got squirted away from the catcher. Sanders, a left-hander, staring in at Garrett Wisman. Getting the sign. It's a 2-2 count to Chris Haycox. Here's the pitch. Fly ball left, right side, out of play. Count stays 2-2. Sanders looks over at first, now fires inside. Ball 3-2. Tying run at the plate for the Angels, and on deck will be Derek Smith. Three balls, two strikes. Nobody out here in the fifth. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. Strike three. So another strikeout for Sanders. Just the third one of the day. Here's a fly ball. Out of play. 0-1 to Smith. Smith 1-for-2 on the day. He struck out and singled. On one to count with the runner at first base and Justin Brown. Derek Smith will stand back in. Dan Miller on deck. There's a stretch by Sanders. He delivers and a foul, another foul back. 0-2 the count. Dimensions here at Gastineau, 330 down the lines, 340 to the alleys in left to right center field, 375 to dead center field. Sanders looks over at first base. Now he rocks and fires. Ground ball. Third base side picked up by Todd Barhorst. Fires over to first. They pulled him off the bag, so Smith is on with the base hit. I take that back. That'll be considered an error on the third baseman, Todd Barhorst. So that puts runners at first and second. With one down, and that'll bring up Dan Miller, who singled and grounded out. There's a pitch by Sanders, pitched down low for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Sanders looks back at second base, now he rocks and fires, and there for a called strike one, a fastball. One ball, one strike. Sanders just sets and delivers. Foul ball down the right side and out of play. I didn't even see where it went. 1-2 the count. One ball, two strikes the count. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul into the dugout. Down third base side, one ball, two strikes. One down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The tying run is over at first base. Miller standing in. Now he's as Sanders sets that ground ball to third base. Todd Barsh is going to tag first, throw over to second, over to first. Gets away from the first baseman. So Brown is out. Five unassisted. Smith is over at third base now. And Miller is on at first. And that, I don't know if that's going to be a fielder's choice. Because he was there. So both are okay. Two down. And Stephen Bly will be at the plate. Bly singled his last time up. And scored the third run of the game for the Angels. Bly standing in. Sanders looks over at first, now delivers. High and outside for ball one. 1-0 with two down here in the fifth. Angels are the home team here in game number two. Here's the pitch. A pipe for a ball. 2-0 the count. And fly ball back out of play. 2-1. With the Wolves winning, they're now 12-0 in after the game one. Pitches a ball. 3-1. Stephen Bly. Sanders staring in at first. Stares over at first. Here's the pitch and a fly ball out towards center field. That's going to get down with a base hit. Here comes one run in to score. Miller will stop at second. That's now 5-4. So, it's getting more and more interesting. They'll bring up Travis Tuttle, who's 0-2. He's fly to center, fly to right. So that puts Miller at second, Bly at first, and Travis Tuttle will come to the plate with two down. Tying run standing out at second base and Daniel Miller. Sanders will step off the rubber. Fly ball right side and out of play. 0-1 to count. Travis Tuttle. Sanders sets, looks back at second, now fires. This is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike to count. Trying to see if I can find some other scores here, but it's kind of hard to do. One ball, one strike to count to Travis Tuttle. Runners at first and second. Here's a pitch by Sanders. This is outside for ball two. 2-1. Runner at second. We got a new runner at first base. So Bly is not running at first. Here's the pitch. Foul back into the screen. Two balls, two strikes. I don't know if any of the other games were played, especially the ones in Dayton. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Here in the bottom of the fifth, here's the pitch and a pop-up right side. Coming in as a right fielder. He's got it, and that's going to do it. It's going to do it for the Angels here in the fifth. They do get a run on two hits. There was an error and two runners left. At the end of five complete here at Gastineau Field, it's the Wolves 5, Angels 4. Back after this.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1 at 1, at gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
We move to the sixth inning. Your score, the Wolves 5, Angels 4. The Wolves 5 runs, 9 hits, an error. They stranded 6. The Angels 4 runs, 10 hits, an error. They stranded 7. As we move to the fifth, it'll be Daniel Barhorst, Todd Barhorst, and Garrett Wissman due up for the visiting Wolves here in game number 2. Glad you can join us on this Sunday afternoon. Coming up on Wednesday, we'll have the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game from Day Air Ballpark. Home Run Derby starts at 4. The All-Star Game starts at 7. I have both of them right here on Radio1.GemCitySports.com. But if you'd like to come out and join us down at Day Air Ballpark, if you haven't had a chance to get into the ballpark and want to, now's a perfect opportunity. It doesn't cost anything to get in. Here we go. Barhorst will stand in. He's 3 for 3. Pitches outside and high for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Barhorst homered in the first and has singled twice since then. He's 3 for 3 and 2 stolen bases and 2 runs scored. Bly kicks and fires and breaking pitch stays outside for a ball. 2-0. Bly came in the last inning. Place of Haycox. Here's the pitch. Now back into the screen. 2-1. Hopefully we'll have a game for you next week. We definitely will, but I don't know where. Hopefully the game at Carroll between the Machine and the Dodgers. Here's a windup and a pitch. Pitch is in there for a called strike 2. 2 balls and 2 strikes to count to the leadoff hitter here in the sixth. Two balls, 2 strikes to Daniel Barhorst. Here's the windup and a pitch by Bly in the dirt for ball 3. 3-1, or 3-2. Todd Barhorst on deck. Here's the pitch. Pop up into left field. And falling down is Flaker. And that's going to be a base hit because he didn't touch it. So Daniel Barhorst is on with a double. They'll bring up Todd Barhorst, who is 1 for 2 on the afternoon. Singled in the first, fly to left, and walked in the fourth. Bly sets, looks back at second base. Barhorst a good lead. Here's the pitch. This is high for a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. Hoping to have the Dodgers and Rangers. Maybe we'll be back here next week. I don't know. But it'll be for the 1 and 3:30 games, or 12:30 and 3:30, not the early game. Just going to do two. Here's the pitch. Pitch is high for a ball. 2-0 the count. Double headers are enough for me right now. Triple headers? Uh-uh. 2 balls, no strikes to count to Todd Barhorst. Runner at second base. Here's a pitch. Swing and a foul tip. 2-1 to count. Two balls, one strike. Nobody out here in the top half of the sixth inning. 5-4 Wolves lead it, trying to go 13-0 on the year. Don't know what the Rangers did. Here's a pitch. Runner goes to third, and Barhorst is in there with a stolen base. It's third stolen base of the game. Two balls and two strikes to count, though. They got 3-1. Now the infield is coming in for a possible play at the plate. Bly staring in. Here's the pitch. Fly ball heading out towards center field. Going back as a center fielder. And he's under it, has it, and here comes a run in from third. It's now 6-4. So one down and another run in. 6-4. And that'll bring up Garrett Wissman. Wissman was 1-for-3 on the day. Pitches in there for a called strike one. 6-4 is our score now. Ball. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Bly rocks and fires the 1-1 pitch. And therefore called strike two. One ball, two strikes, the count to Garrett Wissman. There's a windup in the 1-2 pitch. Fly ball heading out towards center field. And he's got it. There's two down. And that is not Beinack out there. So two down. And that will bring up Kyle Markle. Markle is 2-for-3. Struck out looking in the first, doubled and scored in the third, singled in the fourth. Here's a pitch. Ball got the umpire. He's okay, though. One ball and no strikes to count to Kyle Markle with Sean Phillips on deck. Here's the windup in the pitch. Just misses outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Outfield straight away for Markle. There's a windup in the pitch. Swing and a miss. A foul tip. 2-1 to count. Wild Boars were supposed to take on the Knights in a double dip down at Kettering Field. Here's the pitch. And they're called strike two. Scouts and Machine were to play at Carroll. River Bandits and Rangers at Howell. Diamonds and Orioles at Schoolhouse Park. They may have gotten that one in. Stars and Red Licks down at Middletown Madison High School. Pitched down low for ball three. And Mariners and Dodgers playing down at Kettering Field right now, if they are. Here's the windup and the pitch by Bly. Foul back into the screen. Count stays 3-2. The Dayton Parks and Recreation run both Kettering Field. Here's a pop up back out of play. Count stays 3-2. The Dayton Parks and Recreation run Howell Field and also Kettering Field. They just don't have the horses to take care of the field like they do here. There's a windup in the 3-2 pitch. Fly ball head out towards center field. And that's going to do it for the Wolves here in inning number six. They do get a run, though. On a hit, there was no errors, nobody left, and at the end of 5.5, it's the Wolves 6 and the Angels 4. Back after this.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn.
We're going to have to wait on Profiler as we are set to go. Here in the bottom of the sixth, Flaker, Kazan, and Bynack do up for the Angels here in the bottom of the sixth inning. They throw it 6-4. Nick Flaker stepping to the plate. He's 0-for-1 on the day. Walked and grounded back to the pitcher. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Here's a pitch by Sanders and a fly ball out towards left and right at the left fielder. It's a one up, one down. They bring up Mike Kurzan, who singled his last time up. Singled in a run. He is 1-for-2. One down here in the sixth. There's a fly ball heading out towards second base. Kelly underneath it has it, and there's two down. That'll bring up Matt Bynack, who is singled and grounded out. It is two times up at the plate. Sanders delivers way outside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. One and another count with two down here in the sixth. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of the catcher, Wissman. One-one pitch, breaking pitch, misses outside for a ball, 2-1. Swing and a hefty cut. 2-2 the count. Here's a pitch by, here's a little fly ball out towards center field, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. So Bynack keeps the inning alive with a base hit, and that'll bring up Joey Cherry. Cherry 0-for-3. He's grounded out twice and flied to short. So two down with a runner on at first. Here's the pitch. Ground ball right to the shortstop. Flips to second for one, and that's going to do it. So the Angels No runs on a hit, no errors. A runner left at the end of five and a half. Or I take that back. At the end of six, it's the Wolves 6, Angels 4. Back after this timeout, you're listening to the Amateur Baseball Game of the Week on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization.
And we are ready to go. Into the top half of the seventh inning. Sean Phillips, Dylan Snyder, and Mike Barhorst do up for the Wolves here in the sixth, or in the seventh. Pitches in there for a cold strike one. Stephen Bly back on the mound. He was pitching a fly ball hit out towards left. Left fielder underneath it has it. One down. I'm going to have Dylan Snyder. Snyder 0-4-3. Fly staring in. Here's the windup and the pitch. This is called strike one. Looking ahead to the Angels' ninth, that'll be the top of the, or the Brown, Haycox, and Smith. 3-2, 3-4. There's a windup and a pitch. And the dirt for a ball. One ball and one strike. Bly delivers. It's a pitch. In there for called strike two. A ball and two strikes with one down. Back at it on Wednesday with the All-Star game down at Day Air Ballpark. Home run derby at four, game at seven. Here's the pitch. A swing and a hefty cut. That's strike three. So two down. They bring up Mike Barhorst. Barhorst is 1-for-3 on the day, or 1-for-2. He's walked, singled in a run in the third, and reached on an error in the fifth. Two down here in the seventh inning for the Wolves. Here's the windup and the pitch by Bly. Pitches in there for a cold strike one. One down, or two down here in the seventh. Bly gets a sign from his catcher. Now he winds and delivers. High and outside for the ball. 1-1 to count. Bly came in relief of Chris Haycox in the fifth inning. So he's in his third inning of work. There's a 1-1 pitch. Down in the dirt. Gets away from the catcher. 2-1. Outfield shaded to the left, shaded to the right a little bit for Barhorst. Here's the pitch. Misses low and inside for a ball. 3-1.
I guess there's nobody.
Three balls, one strike. There's a windup and the pitch by Bly. Swing and a hefty cut for strike two. So three balls, two strikes, two out. Wolves trying to improve to 14-0. There's a windup and the 3-2 pitch. grounder, this time to the shortstop. Cherry's going to pick it up, flip over to first, and that's going to do it for the Wolves. They go down for the 1-2-3 for the first time. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. The end of 6.5, it's the Wolves 6 and the Angels 4 back after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces are a force. Be a force behind the forces.
So we move to the bottom half of the seventh inning. The Angels down by 2. They need 3 to win it. They can do it. It'll be Justin Brown, Chris Haycox, and Derek Smith due up for the Angels here in the seventh inning. Justin Brown, 2-for-3 on the day, swing and a miss, strike one. Brown singled his last two times up. He's also flying to right, and his first time up pitches outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Sanders taking a minute. Steps off the mound, now back on. Pitches a ball. Two balls and one strike. Wolves are trying to go 13-0. I'm sorry, 13-0. They won the first game. Here's the pitch. Pop up. Center fielder calling for it. Bar Horse has it. One up, one down. They bring up Chris Haycox, who is homered, singled, and struck out. Both these teams will be back in action next Sunday down at Howe Field. The Wolves will take on the Mariners at 10 a.m. and 12:30. And the Angels and Stars will go at it at 3:30 and 6. So if you're not doing anything and you want to see some good baseball, there you go. Here's a pitch up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Pitch is in there for a called strike one. One ball, one strike. Sanders working fast. Delivery once again. In there for a called strike. Breaking pitch at 1-2. Derek Smith on deck. Here's a pitch. Line drive out towards center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Go all the way to the wall. Haycox going around first. He's going to end up at second base with a double. Third end of the game for Haycox. And that'll bring up Derek Smith. So the tying run coming to the plate. And Derek Smith. Daniel Miller on deck. One swing of the bat and it put this game into a tie. There's a pitch and a swing and a miss, strike one. Haycox out at second base, getting a short lead. Now Sanders delivers outside and high for a ball. One ball, one strike. One ball, one strike, one down. Here's a stretch by Sanders. He looks back at second base. Another look back. Time called by Derek Smith. Now he steps back in. One ball, one strike, the count. Sanders looks back once again at Haycock. Here's a pitch up high for ball two. Here's a pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike two. Two balls and two strikes. One down here in the seventh inning. Chris Haycock's doubled out to right center field. He's standing at second. Here's a pitch. Foul back. Count stays 2-2. Sanders staring in at his catcher, Wiseman. Here's a wind, here's a stretch and a pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. And there's two down. So Daniel Miller's last hope for the Angels here is they don't want to get swept. Miller on today is 1-for-3. There's a stretch and the pitch. Fly ball right side, but out of play. 0-1 to count. Haycock will go back to second base. Miller, the tying run, steps to the plate. No balls, one strike. Stephen Bly on deck. There's a stretch and the pitch. Foul. 0-2, so the Angels are down to their final strike. No balls, two strikes, two out. Haycock standing at second base. With Miller standing back in at the plate. Sanders staring in. Now he sets and looks back at second base. Delivers the 0-2 pitch and a foul, another foul back out of play. Miller stays alive. No balls and two strikes to count. They had to wait for a baseball. Ran out of baseballs. The ball's two strikes as Miller stands back in. Sanders getting the sign from his catcher, Wiseman. There's a stretch in the 0-2 pitch coming plateward. Fly ball left side, but out of play. Count stays 0-2. Haycox came in and went 3-for-4. He was a starting pitcher. Didn't last but to the fifth inning. So here we go. No balls, two strikes to Miller. Here's a stretch and an 0-2 pitch. Another foul into the screen. This time, count stays 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two out. Tying run at the plate in Daniel Miller. He has blasted one out before, I believe. I think he did it last year. Here's a stretch and look over to second base. Sanders steps off the rubber. Sanders stretch once again. Here's delivers the 0-2 pitch high and outside for ball one. One ball, two strikes to count. Then a few home runs hit today. Sanders looks back at second. Now fires the 1-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. And that's going to do it. Wolves sweep the Angels. The Angels go down. No runs. A hit. No errors. A runner left. Your final score. The Wolves 6 and the Angels 2. Give you the final totals. As soon as I can get the wind to stop blowing. The Wolves had six runs on 10 hits. And they had one error, stranded six. The Angels, four runs, 12 hits, an error. They stranded nine. The winning pitcher will be Jeff Sanders. He will improve to 6-0. The loser will be Chris Haycox, who falls to 2-1. So that's going to do it. We'll come to you again on Wednesday with the home run derby down at Day Air Ballpark. And then the game, the All-Star game, the MDABL All-Star game, beginning at 7 o'clock. So, this is Doug Brown saying so long. Your final score once again. The Dayton Wolves, 6, and the Springfield Angels, 4. This has been a presentation of the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Good afternoon, everyone. You've been listening to Amateur Baseball here on the Gem City Sports Network. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products. By Don Brown Sports Apparel, a big league look for a minor league price. By McAfee Heating and Air, any season, any time, McAfee. By Profiler Inc. By the USO. By a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio. By Darren Dollar Music. And by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for Amateur Baseball right here on the Gem City Sports Network.